Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. It was common for a person who was to be crucified that as they carried their cross to Golgotha, someone walked in front of them with a placard listing their crimes, or sometimes the authorities would make the condemned wear the sign around their neck. Jesus' placard read, "King of the Jews." This was done not so much to humiliate and disgrace Jesus as it was to humiliate and disgrace the Jews. Remember from our study that Pilate thought of Jesus as innocent and harmless. So as a way to mock the Jews, he gives Jesus this title. Here is the King of the Jewish people. This is whom they have to offer. This is what their rebellion looks like. Pilate had the sign written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek, so as to make sure anyone entering the city, no matter their background, could see just how pitiful the Jewish people really were. And once again, John is doing something more. He sees something more because God was doing something more. What is meant to serve as a slap in the face really serves as a banner for all the world to see. What was political posturing on behalf of Pilate and the Jews is the scriptural, biblical declaration that only those with eyes to see can comprehend. In our modern day vernacular, the moment Jesus is hung upon the cross, his kingliness goes viral for all the world to see. And it is absolutely true that God so loved the world, every people, every tribe, every tongue, that he sent his Son so that whoever will believe shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Today, as you pray, please pray for Brian Reisner and his family, our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Cherokee LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the United States.